Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. This is Humberto.
Hey, Humberto. Long time no talk. How you been?
Long time. I've been good, my friend. How are you?
Good, good. Yep, hanging in there. Same here.
Yeah, right. Good, good. I've been thinking about purchasing a truck.
Okay.
The value of the truck is $16,000.
Okay, no problem. We can work with you on that.
$16,000. I just wonder if I can borrow $20,000. You know, because I gotta pay taxes, I gotta buy insurance, and all these little costs that go toward the truck to cover all that.
I know I can add taxes in there, but I've never added insurance. I don't see why I couldn't, though. I can try. I know you don't have to make your first. You don't have to make your first insurance payment right away.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't know. I guess every case is different, but I know I can add the taxes for sure. Yeah, taxes is no problem. I can probably add the insurance as well. It's considered a soft cost. It's obviously necessary to operate the truck. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was wondering if I can borrow about $20,000.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Okay.
Do not see why not.
But tomorrow I'm going to see the truck and try to make a deal with the guy and ask all the information. I don't have any information on the truck right now. But tomorrow I can get it and forward it to you. And what else? What exactly do I need?
I think for now, if you just have 3 months of business bank statements, I should have everything else that we actually need.
Okay. Okay.
Are you still with Chase Bank?
Yes.
So still have the same bank account? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, same bank account, same everything. Nothing had changed.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, if you can just give me 3 months of business bank statements, I could probably get your approval today. That way you have the numbers, you know, sooner than later.
Okay, I'm going to request or download it, and I email it to you.
Okay, yeah. If you get that to me within, like, you know, half an hour, I should be able to get this submitted for you today. Okay. And like I said, hopefully get an approval for you by today or tomorrow. Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Do you still have my email?
Let's see here. I have ejtrucking.14 at Gmail. Okay. You want to shoot you an email real quick?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll send an email to you right now. You can just actually send the... bank statement. Sorry, can't think. It's in the bank statement email address there. Or you can fax it to me, whatever's easier for you there.
Okay. So, but you don't need anything from the truck, information from the truck and all that?
Not yet. I'll just put it in for, what year is it, do you know?
It's 2005.
2005, okay.
Yeah.
No, it should be fine. If it's a 2005, I actually don't need your bank statements, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, if you want to provide them, it may not hurt.
Okay.
Because we have a program, typically we can't go past 10 years on the age of a truck, but we do have a special program that you should qualify for that would allow you to actually purchase it.
Oh, all right. All right.
Is it like a Peterbilt or International or?
It's a Western Star.
Western Star, okay. And how many other trucks do you have?
The Volvo.
And then you just have the Volvo, okay. So you just have the one Volvo. And would this be interstate or intrastate? Are you going to go across state lines over the road?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and how many years time in business do you have?
Oh, jeez. I did 2 years. I remember it was 2 years, and then I closed everything, and then I took a job, and now I just leave the job, and I'm trying to pull my truck back on the road, and an additional truck, too.
And weren't you out up in North Dakota or something?
No. the oil field never come back, really. Never did, actually. You know, we thought we had a contract about a couple months ago. I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
But never happened. You know, it's too much equipment sitting down, so the prices have been dropped, you know, so whatever do it almost for free, that's the one who take the contract. So I just gonna take the road and be in the road for a while. And hopefully come back, you know.
And this truck actually does it have a sleeper on it?
Yeah, it both does.
Okay. Because just between you and I, it's pretty hard to get. You know what? We do have a program. I just don't know the age restrictions, but I'll find out. We can get it done for you. We'll figure something out.
Okay.
Do you know what do you have any revenue coming in right now? Are you working right now or?
I was into last week, and then I wasn't making enough money, to be honest with you, for the hours I put in 7 days a week making $1,000 ain't not worth it, so I just quit. But the revenue that the truck will make is about between $20,000 and $28,000 a month.
$20,000 and $28,000. Okay.
Yeah, that's the revenue that I'm looking to make for the truck. You know, then minus expenses and fee and all that.
Nice. That's a decent living.
Yeah, it's a decent living. Yeah, it is. It is, my friend. It is. That's how it works, but it works. I don't know how much it works, but it works.
Yeah, you guys put in a lot of hours, that's for sure.
Yeah, practically leaving the truck, but yeah, it's just the industry. It's been like that for a lot of years. Anyway, look into it, Dennis, and let me know what can you do.
Okay.
And I'm going to work on my...
Is that you may have to go with a 2006, but they do make exceptions sometimes. So
okay.
But yeah, for this program, I will actually need the I will actually need the bank statements.
Okay.
And I'll need a personal financial statement as well, and I'll email that to you right now.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Good to be back in touch.
All right, my friend. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.